Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News for Tuesday, November 29th, 2022. Stand up for your country. You know, all of us are living in a world where telling the truth has declined drastically. And in some places, it doesn't even matter anymore. For example, in a courtroom, ask any lawyer and they'll just laugh. Perjury is routine. Judges expected, lawyers expected, people are just going to lie under oath because nothing happens to them. Very, very rarely are perjury cases pursued unless you lie to an FBI agent or something like that at that level. But in a courtroom, civil or criminal, you lie, even if it's proved that you do, nothing will happen. All right. And in the media, it's the same thing. And that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. So this is a terrible situation because once truth breaks down in any country, then the country itself starts to slide because you've got to have a realistic basis of what is real and what is not. Now, I'm going to give you two vivid examples. These are small ball. These are not important examples, but they're so in your face that I'm going to show you what I'm talking about. All right, the first one is last night on the Colbert program with CNN host Don Lemon. Go.
The word on the street is that you guys aren't allowed to be liberal anymore. Is that the case?
I don't think we ever were liberal.
What?
Yes, I don't think we ever were
that,
liberal.
Not me saying that. That's the people out there saying that he's not letting you be liberal anymore.
Well, I think what Chris is saying is that he wants Republicans, sensible Republicans, he wants us to hold people to account. But he wants people to come on and feel comfortable with coming on and talking on CNN and appearing on CNN.
All right, so the guy just says, I don't think we were ever liberal. And that's just not even close. It's not debatable. The reason that CNN has destroyed itself is because it went to the far left progressive movement and combined that with trying to destroy Donald Trump. And you can't have two cable networks doing the same thing, MSNBC and CNN, because the audience splits and aren't enough people. And that's what happened. And so they brought in this guy, Chris, that's who he's referring to, Lick, to stop the liberal bent, which he hasn't done, by the way, but to moderate it a little bit. And he has moderated a little, a smidgen, as they say, but not much. So Lemon, he sits there and he just says, well, it's never been liberal. Now, Lemon may believe that, but he's delusional. You see, That's not something that's debatable. It's overwhelmingly false, what Lemon just said. Okay, example number two comes from MSNBC about the border. Go.
You know, we should not be perpetuating a conversation about a crisis that is a human drama, but that this United States is not being overrun, flooded by uncontrollable situations on the border. That's not happening in terms of tens of thousands of people trying to get. No.
I do want to endorse Maria's point absolutely about the fear mongering. Mm-hmm. There is no crisis at the border.
Okay, so again, delusional. I mean, the pictures, the stats, more than 5 million encounters with migrants since Joe Biden was inaugurated, and perhaps a million or two more that have gotten in without any encounters. People in El Paso and Brownsville, Texas, and there's a state of emergency in the state of Texas. I mean, it's just, and you got these people, and that's NBC. That's Comcast, NBC. They don't care. They know it's false, and there's nobody going to call them on it, but it wouldn't matter. You could go stat after stat after stat after stat after stat, and these people are not going to acknowledge the truth because they have their truth, whatever that may be. Now, the danger here is, number one, cynicism. And Americans have now become so cynical about the media and politicians that, you know, how do you know a politician's lying when his lips are moving, right? I mean, we've all heard that. But also, a lack of respect for our institutions, like the criminal justice system. All right, how can you respect a system that fosters lying, perjury, that won't punish it? You can't. I don't have any respect for the justice system in this country, none. Zero. Federal, state, local, I have zero respect for it. It's fallen apart. It's collapsed. And the media, I have even less respect for, as you know. That's why we do this independent broadcast, which is basically an honest portrayal of what happens in this country based on facts, provable facts. That's what we do. But again, this I don't see any counter to this. It's not going to happen in the grade schools or the high schools or college or journalism schools, or it's not going to happen. There are some honest people around, but they're not in the majority any longer. Certainly in corporate America, they are not in the majority. They will mislead you all day long for money. Okay, that's what you just saw. These people do that for money. Lemon and the other two, I mean, they say what they think the audience wants to hear for money. That's what they do. But again, it all comes back down to people believe what they want to believe. And if you are in that category, and I hope you are not, okay, then it's going to come get you. All right, if you are believing falsehoods, if you are living in a fantasy world, if you are indeed delusional, it's going to catch up. Life will catch up to you. So it's an important talking points memo tonight. It affects every single one of us. Right now, I put our media on the par with the Russian media, Putin. Whatever Putin tells the Russian media to do, it does. You can't get reliable information. You cannot get reliable information from the corporate media in this country anymore. And that's a memo. All right, President Biden's in Freeland, Michigan today, telling everybody that the economy is booming. Okay, this goes right back to what I just talked about. So the economy is not booming. Now, certain sectors, and maybe where he is in a manufacturing place, maybe they're doing very well. Certainly companies are making money, some of them, but the economy is not booming. And everybody's worried about a housing market that may collapse. And if that happens, then it's depression. Not depression, recession. Okay, because once the economy in a big sector like housing goes south, then all the other vendors go south. So I hope it doesn't happen. I mean, we've gone through enough pain economically since Biden's been in office, but it could. But he's never going to tell you that. He's going to, the economy booming. I created this many jobs. And of course, he's starting from the pandemic when everybody was out of work. And then he's saying he created all of those jobs that came back. I mean, it's just mind-boggling. You know, I created the phrase no-spin zone, and we have it patented. And this is the no-spin news, because it used to be that these people would just spin stuff. They wouldn't outwardly lie, but now it doesn't matter. They just lie. All right, COVID. Now, this is very important to you, to me, to everybody. So as I told you yesterday, in my neighborhood here on Long Island, everybody's got COVID and the people are vaxxed. Right now, 68% of the American population is vaxxed somewhat against COVID, but only 15% have taken the third booster because they don't trust the CDC and Anthony Fauci. That's why they haven't taken the third booster. They don't know what the third booster is going to do. And they're looking at people who have got two boosters that got COVID. Maybe I know somebody who's got four shots, had COVID twice. And it's not being defined by the CDC. They don't define it. So if I take the fifth shot, what's that going to do for me? The only thing that I know is that if I get COVID, it's not going to be as severe. But even that, the data is pretty shaky on this fifth shot. So a few numbers, then we'll get to our guest who knows as much as this about this as anybody. So the daily average as of yesterday was up of COVID cases in America, up 6% over 2 weeks. The testing positive up 18%. That's a big number. Hospitalization up 8%. Deaths up 6%, 90% over the age of 65. And again, fully vaccinated U.S. adults, 68%. Now, there is a poll out today, economist poll, and it polls 37% Democrats, Republican 27%. So it's a bogus poll. It's a phony poll. You know, more Republicans voted in the midterms than Democrats. So why are you doing it 10% down, economist? Because you want an outcome. I know what you're doing. Anyway, the question was, in your opinion, when do you think COVID will finally end? 32% say it will never end, COVID. Joining us now from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, is Dr. Justin Lessler, a professor in the Department of Epidemiology. Oh, I said it. I didn't know I was going to be able to say that. Epidemiology at the University of North Carolina, and a specialist in infectious disease. So, Are Americans wrong to be skeptical about this fifth booster or this third booster? That would be five shots. Are they wrong to be skeptical about it?
I think they are. I mean, the evidence is pretty clear that your chances of having a severe negative outcome if you are infected with COVID goes down significantly on vaccination. And even after recent vaccination, whether or not it's this new booster or the old shot, but this bivalent booster is much closer to the strains that are circulating now, just like we have to update that flu shot every year. It's much closer. It's going to provide you better protection. Might not stop you from getting infected, but probably will stop you from getting into the hospital.
Okay. You are basing your opinion on what data?
On several pieces of data. So there is recent data out on the that shows that the vaccine is effective, not quite as much as we hoped, but has around a 40% effectiveness against symptomatic infection.
All right, so wait, let me stop you. 40% effective, this comes from the Centers for Disease Control, is that where it comes from?
Yeah, I believe it was an MMWR report.
Okay, so 40%, you know, that's not real encouraging. And there are a lot of anti-vaxxer people out there that, you know, don't trust the government, federal government, certainly don't trust Anthony Fauci, totally blown it. But 40% is enough for you. Did you get the fifth?
Did you get the fifth shot? I absolutely got the fifth.
You did. Have you had COVID?
I have had COVID.
So what do you ascribe that to? If you were a responsible person, you got all the vaxes, but you still got COVID, did that disappoint you?
I mean, it didn't disappoint me in the sense that it didn't make me think that the vaccine didn't work. I, you know, didn't get that sick. I did take Paxlovid to be extra safe, but I didn't get that sick. Other people in my family who are vaccinated got much less sick than me. And I think I attribute that to having that background immunity. You know, just like you don't want to go out and, you know, run a marathon without exercising, you don't want to have this virus without having some pre-existing immunity. And vaccines are the best way to get that pre-existing immunity, exercise that your immune system, and have you ready if you do, unfortunately, get infected.
Okay. Was your case of COVID severe?
Not really, no.
No. So you think if you didn't have those vaxes, it would have been a lot worse?
It would have had the potential to be. I mean, you only have to look at the relative mortality rates among those who are vaccinated and those who are not, and in the pre-vaccination and post-vaccination era, to make it clear that the vaccine makes a huge, huge difference in your chances of having severe disease and dying.
Okay. So, no, I'd flunk all your courses, Professor. I'm not, that science and math are my worst. But from what you just said, getting these vaccines isn't going to stop you from getting COVID, but it's going to build up in you more resistance if you get it, so it's not going to be as harmful. Do I have it right?
Mostly, yeah. It's going to help you at every point along the way, right? It's going to reduce your chances of getting COVID in the first place, but not going to be completely make that a zero. It's going to reduce your chances of getting severe disease or going to the hospital. Also not making that to zero, but reducing it much more significantly. It's going to reduce your chances of dying. It's going to help every step along the way in protecting you.
Do you ever worry about unintended consequences of the vaccines themselves, that they could have a deleterious effect on the human body that we don't even know about because these things were developed so quickly?
I'm not at this point. You know, early on, I think there may have been some reason, but, you know, the number of people who've received this vaccine is massive, and we don't have a lot of adverse events. Do adverse events occur? Yes, absolutely. You know, just going back to that exercise metaphor, do people, you know, hurt themselves training for a race, doing their practice runs? Yeah, all the time. But they'd be fools to try to do the big race without exercising first. And it's the same thing when we come to vaccine.
Okay, couple more questions for you. As I said, where I live, a lot of COVID now. COVID, all right? But there's a lot of flu too. So somehow this flu thing flew in here in the last 3 weeks or so. And now people got COVID, they got the flu. I don't know if you can get them both at the same time. Can you get them both?
I think it's less likely that you'll get them both. There's a little bit of cross-protection there, but it's possible.
Okay, so the flu, how bad is it in America right now, in your estimation?
We're having, like, at this point, what looks like a moderately bad flu season, but it's increasing fast, so we could have a pretty bad flu season. You know, part of what's going on here is because everybody was being careful because they were worried about COVID for the past couple years, we haven't seen a lot of flu. So that baseline immunity, you know, that we have, you know, deteriorated a little bit, and there's a more of an open playing field for the flu virus to have a big year.
Now, so, I got my flu shot last week. And, you know, throughout my life, that flu shot has been effective for me. I haven't gotten the flu in 20 years. Could I get the flu shot every year? Because it's worked for me. The COVID thing I'm not quite sure about, but based upon your testimony today, I probably will get it because I'm an old guy and, you know, I don't want to really check out with COVID. You know, take me out with something more glamorous than that. But final word on this. It seems that this COVID thing will never end, as the polling indicated most people believe. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, depends on what you mean by ending. You know, will the virus ever go away? No, it's going to keep evolving. It's going to keep escaping our immune system, most likely. It'll be like flu and come back year after year after year. My hope, and I think this is possible, is that we'll start having enough baseline immunity out there that it stops being a real public health threat. You know, the virus is still evolving fast. It's still escaping immunity pretty quickly, so it doesn't seem like we're quite there yet. But my hope is this, you know, falls way down the list of public health threats as we have more people being exposed through vaccine and natural infection over time.
Yeah, this last question, this wave we're seeing in China, and you can't get good information out of China. This looks like as bad as it was in the beginning, and it may lead to a serious repercussion for the Beijing government because they're trying to, you know, lock everybody down. It's going to destroy the economy. People are getting killed, whatever it may be. So China looks like it hasn't really improved itself since the first Wuhan strain of COVID.
Yeah, I'm not up enough on the China situation to say for sure, but I will say, you know, back when we were in the lockdown stage here, you know, people would ask me, like, when should this end? And I always would say, the question isn't when it should end. The question is, what next? The, you know, what are we going to do next to combat the virus when, because we can't do this forever. And, you know, I think China is yet to answer that question of what next.
Yeah, I don't think they have a decent vaccine over there anyway. But again, you can't get any information. Okay, doctor, very instructive. Thank you for taking the time. We really appreciate it, and stay strong. Did you know that every day could be a perfect day if you have an American Home Shield warranty? You are covered for unexpected breakdowns, like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and placements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Do not let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry. Be warranty. 20% off plans. You can get that at ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered as a service and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by a home builder or manufacturer. Nancy Pelosi's got a new documentary out on her. I love this. So it's going to go on HBO. Now, HBO is owned by Warner Brothers Discovery, which owns CNN. So you kind of get the picture what HBO is. So the documentary, which I guess is going to come out on December 13th, is being made by her daughter, Andrea Pelosi. So her daughter is getting paid by HBO to make a documentary about her mom. Wait, can I get this job? okay. I guess we're going to know what that is. Now, I'll remind you, Bernie Goldberg, he quit HBO because he couldn't take the culture there, the far-left culture, which remains in place. Now, I want to make everybody clear, I don't care about Nancy Pelosi documentary, and her daughter, Andrea Pelosi, is a very good filmmaker. Very left-wing, but she's a good filmmaker. She knows what she's doing. And I don't care. The HBO wants to put it on, fine. You want to watch it? Good. Am I going to watch it? No. Why would I? Why would I watch that? I'm not going to learn anything. Okay. Disney. These people. All right. Hot off their big bomb movie over the weekend. Of course, $180 million. They got 24 back over the five-day Thanksgiving break, which is a colossal bomb. And, you know, the movie's about gay dating and global warming, and I don't think five-year-olds are really interested. Call me crazy. So the new CEO, who was the old CEO, Bob Iger, he has a meeting with all the Disney employees yesterday in Burbank, California. Now, we don't have any video of the meeting, which is very strange. Okay, very strange. Because some of this was virtual. You could have taken that video. When you watch it, nobody would know. All we have is an anonymous report that here's what Iger said, quote, "This company has been telling stories for 100 years, and those stories have had a meaningful, positive impact on the world. And one of the reasons they have had a meaningful positive impact is because one of the core values of our storytelling is inclusion and acceptance and tolerance, and we can't lose that, unquote. Okay? All right, so that's not true. If you look at Walt Disney's history of production making, very few progressive tenants and even fewer minority participants in the Disney storytelling. Now, I don't believe that Walt Disney was some racist or anything like that. I could be wrong about that, but I think he was just a man of his times. And that's just wasn't the industry now. But for Iger to say, in 100 years, we've been inclusive and we're the greatest company, it's a bunch of bull, okay? But again, nobody gonna challenge Iger. And the second thing is, this Disney controversy isn't about inclusion and acceptance and tolerance. It's not about that. It's about the Walt Disney Company going into politics in the state of Florida and opposing a law which passed in Florida that you are not to indoctrinate young children about gay stuff and transgender stuff and genders. You can't do that in the public schools in Florida. It's illegal. Disney opposed that. Though Disney, by opposing it, says, yeah, we want your 6, 7, 8, 9-year-old to sit there and listen to all this transgender stuff and gay stuff. I mean, sane parents are going, no. If you want to help Disney, you sponsor an anti-bullying law. If you really want to help. But no, this is just virtue signaling. That's what these people do. So I said about a year ago when this controversy broke, I'm not doing business with Disney. And I'm still holding to that. Now, I'm not calling for a boycott. And if I had young urchins, because I did take them to the Disney properties when they were little kids, I would probably do that because the kids, it's a magical experience. It is still, and it remains so. Now, only rich people can go because Disney has raised the prices so high. If you're not affluent, you can't go. I don't know if that's inclusive. Think it is? Smart Life, easy one. Now, Smart Life, by the way, is our daily segment, and we have it on BillO'Reilly.com, where we live. And we have a whole bunch of stuff that you can see there that will save you money, help your life. Smart Life today, don't smoke. And when I see somebody smoking now, I go, what? Why would you do that? Why would you ingest something in your body that you know is going to hurt you? It's a matter of when, not if. So only 11%, according to Gallup, of the U.S. population smokes cigarettes. So you have the chewers and you have the cigar smokers, the pipe smokers. All of that is bad. And you'll suffer if you do it. Not right away, but you'll suffer. You'll be in pain. And it could take your life. Don't do it. But here's the kicker. Everybody's got that message. In 2003, ages 18 to 29, 35% of those young Americans smoked. Okay? Now, it's 8%. I mean, it's 12%. I'm sorry. Now it's 12%. So it dropped from 35 to 12. And, you know, the younger Americans are the dopiest. But even they said, no. However, marijuana has increased dramatically, smoking marijuana, okay? Putting it into your system and altering your brain. It's up to 26% of 18 to 49, of 29 Americans are smoking marijuana. All right, look, I'm not the moral guy. I'm not doing this, but it's bad for you. And if you go out of the house and you're stoned, it's bad for other people. Interesting. So 11% of Americans smoke cigarettes now. In Europe, it's 27%. Okay, if you've traveled to Europe, you know, they're sitting around a cafe, you know, get the little coffee and the little cigarette. So 27%. The worst for smoking are Greece, 42% of Greeks smoke. Bulgaria, Croatia, Latvia, Romania, and France. They're the worst. And it costs a fortune to smoke cigarettes now, as you might know. All right, let's go to this day in history. So as you know, I have a best-selling book, and the sales are actually increasing after 9 weeks in the marketplace. I got the Barnes & Noble report this morning. Killing the Legends is streaking because it's a great Christmas gift. And Barnes & Noble reports every week, and week increased about 30% from week to week about Killing the Legends. Oh, anyway, one of the people that I zero in on is John Lennon from the Beatles. So 59 years ago today, all right, November 29th, 1963, right after the Kennedy assassination, by the way, just a few weeks after, the Beatles debuted their biggest selling single. Go. Boom, as the cliche goes. So, goes right to number one, I Want to Hold Your Hand, stays there for 7 weeks, then is replaced by a song called She Loves You, Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. Then the Beatles have Can't Buy Me Love, Love Me Do, A Hard Day's Night, I Feel Fine, 8 days a week, 7 number one singles in a single year, 1964. Never happened before, it'll never happen again. All told, the Beatles have sold more records worldwide and in the USA than anyone else. And it was, I remember watching that. My sister, 2 years younger than me, she went nuts. I was going, you know, I was a catchy tune. I liked the tune, but I'm not, you know, why are we screaming here now? Usually she screamed when I took her doll or something, but anyway, that happened. November 29th, 1963, I Want to Hold Your Hand, released by the Beatles in the UK. Subsequently, they came to the USA and everything blew up. Okay, so we want to go to the mail and a final thought that, again, just like the Smart Life, is designed to help your life. And this one's really important, his final thought tonight. We'll be right back.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and 2 children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Okay, let's go to the mail. Susan Mosunic, San Bruno, California. I think President Trump is suffering from the disease of celebrity, much like those you write about in Killing the Legends Bill. He is self-sabotaging. I wouldn't call this latest Kanye West and the other idiot self-sabotage. I don't think he even thought about it. Now, that in itself is a deficit. But I don't think he said, yeah, let's bring in Kanye and Nick Fuentes so that I, you know, get hammered by everybody. No. But Donald Trump, in order to be competitive in the next presidential race, has to get it together, as the cliche goes. Discipline, discipline, discipline. Stephen, can Trump realistically even garner enough votes to win the presidency in 24? Well, he's got to get 75 million, by my calculation. That's what he got last time, give or take. He's got to get 75 million. And the reason so many is because you're going to have 70 million vote against him just because it's him if he gets the nomination. That's what people don't understand. It's not going to be an issue campaign, just like the last one. Now, Biden's not going to be running, so it'll be some other Democrat running around spouting progressive tenets. But people aren't going to even listen. They're going, we hate Trump. We don't want Trump back. And so it's a real tough road for Donald Trump to get reelected. Janet, concierge member, which means that Janet has direct access to me, and we keep all of Janet's correspondence with me confidential. Nobody sees it but me and Janet. Now, she posted this on a BillO'Reilly.com message board, and I'm not using her last name, so I can read that letter, but I wouldn't read, without her permission, a concierge letter, which often asks for advice. You are right on, Bill. Breaks my heart. I was in Houston for the history tour with you and Donald Trump, then saw it again in Dallas. Fabulous. What phenomenal accomplishments. And now in just a couple of years, look at our country. Absolutely. But Trump, for some reason, doesn't want to run on his accomplishments. He wants to continue to be the controversial guy. Lawrence Peck, Plano, Texas. You know, I almost lived in Plano. I was in Richardson, which is just south, when I worked in Dallas as a reporter. My concern for the 24 election is that Trump does not get the Republican endorsement. It runs on a third-party ticket. Possible. He's got the money to do it. That would destroy the Republicans' chances, no doubt. Somehow I don't think he will, but it's a guess. David, Bill, you stated the next year there will be dueling investigations with the Hunter Biden thing and the special counsel with Jack Smith. Won't there also be a committee investigating the impeachable conduct of Mayorkas? No. Never get a conviction in the Senate. Alejandro Mayorkas, head of ICE, head of the security of the United States. Oh, my God. Yeah, I mean, look, the guy doesn't know what he's doing. He screwed it up all day long. But in order to bring a valid impeachment, you got to have a shot at a conviction. You won't have it in the Senate. So the Republicans would be very foolish to do that. Very foolish. Greg, you are right about people fearing to confront evil. No one wants to be a target. And evil seeming to be so well organized and well funded, how can a person fight that? But I can't turn away from what Edmund Burke said. The only thing necessary for evil to triumph in the world is that good men do nothing. Yeah, it's a great quote. And if you read my column, and I hope you all do, on evil on BillO'Reilly.com, it's not that evil's overwhelming the population. It's only about 15% of human beings, according to my calculations, are evil. But there's a lot of people who look away. Even in your own neighborhoods, your own towns, your own job place, you've got to protect yourself. I understand that. You've got to protect yourself. You can't be just going around going, you're evil, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. That'll destroy you. But there are times when you're going to have to stand up. No doubt about it. Or we'll continue on this evil track. Doug Randunzel, Colorado Springs, premium member here. Thank you for covering the chaos at the southern border. Sadly, I suspect nothing will be done. Well, I don't think so. I think that the House certainly going to advance bills to secure the border. They won't be signed into law because Biden wants an open border. And that's the truth. He wants an open border. But the momentum that the House will bring, pointing out this catastrophe, will help the situation. So in 24, just two short years away, okay, we may have, you know, by that time, there'll be another 4 million in here, maybe 5. That's just the reality of our country. Joe Biden. Tommy Bergeron, Houma, Louisiana. I read in Parade magazine that Sylvester Stallone read Killing the Mob as research for his new series, Tulsa King. Well, you know, I know Mr. Stallone a little bit. He's a smart guy. He was smart to read Killing the Mob because he plays an organized crime gangster in Tulsa King, which I have not seen yet. I got Paramount Plus, I got Apple Plus, I got Amazon Plus, this, that. I can't figure it out. I can't figure it out. But I want to see it, and I will. But thanks for pointing that out, Tommy. It was nice of you to mention that. Okay, BillO'Reilly.com, Christmas store, the best place to be, will save you a lot of money. I figure about 50% of your gift giving is on BillO'Reilly.com, Christmas holiday store. So these are not political gifts. These are Christmas ornaments. I love these things. They're really well done. You know, we went out of our way to make the Christmas ornaments very, very attractive, very moderately priced, and they really add to the tree. And then we have the mug, Stand Up For Your Country. That's not a political slogan. That is a patriotic slogan. And these are the best mugs ever. You've been hearing me talk about them for years, and I use them every day. And then we got the books. The books are non-political. You know, the whole Killing series, we bundle it up, 12 of them. You can get that, or you can get 3. As Sylvester Stallone got, you can get Killing the Mob, you can get Killing the Killers, Killing the Legends in one package, and $35 off that package. I mean, so I hope you go there. It helps us. It really helps us when you buy from BillO'Reilly.com, because we got to pay people and give them Christmas bonuses. I should have said that, but we are going to give them Christmas bonuses. The most important, though, gift you could give would be a premium membership to BillO'Reilly.com. And two reasons. If every one of our PMs and concierge members gave just one, we double our reach. And number two, when you give a premium membership, you can discuss what I do and say here. You know, it's fun. It's like watching the game and then you call up your friend and you do the same thing. It's fun. And if you want to develop a rapport with somebody or a closer friendship, this is the way to do it. And those are easy. So, and they're not expensive. So premium membership on BillO'Reilly.com, gift. Okay. Word of the day, sophist. F, S as in Sam, O-P-H-I-S-T. Do not be a sophist when writing to us. Back with a final thought in a moment.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com. For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Okay, here's the final thought of the day. And I've said this before, but it's really getting to be critical mass now. Do not give your personal information to strangers. Don't do that. Okay? Look, I get robocalls, you get robocalls. The more you give out your personal information, the more calls and stuff in the mail, don't do it. And the fraud is astronomical. They get your social security number, you're dead. There are thieves. This is, you know, legions of thieves operating on the internet. Don't give out your information. Now, on BillO'Reilly.com, we do not sell our lists. Everybody else does, because they'll pay pretty good money for hundreds of thousands of names. Not us. We will not do it, because I know how harmful it is selling lists, because then you're going to be besieged by people you don't know or don't want to know. But you yourself, anybody calls you, I don't even take those calls. I won't even take them. Okay, I'm rude. But please, even to friends, don't tell them about your personal stuff unless you absolutely have to. Don't. It never is a positive, ever. Thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News. We will see you tomorrow, and we'll cover that big USA-Iran soccer game. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.